following is a presentation of Crane's Chicago Business, delivered by your earbuds at WGN Radio.
I'm Amy Guth, and this is Crane's Daily Gist, business headlines and more after a word from our sponsor. A Chicago-based institution, Wintrust Commercial Banking, provides area businesses with local decision-making and a personalized focus. With specialty services for specific industries and tools like treasury management, commercial lending, and wealth services, the dedicated team will support you and your business through every need. Wintrust Commercial Banking was built here in Chicago to serve Chicago businesses. Learn more about how they can help you achieve your business goals at Wintrust.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. One of Chicago's largest companies is staying put at our tallest skyscraper and giving its HQ a makeover. After considering leaving Willis Tower, United Airlines announced today that it's extended its lease at the building by 5 years through March 2033 and will invest, quote, hundreds of millions of dollars to renovate its space over the next few years. The airline first moved into the space in 2008. Their recommitment at the tower, where United is one of the single largest tenants in the entire city, averts a potential relocation that would have been kind of a big deal in the downtown office market. United had an option to bail out of its lease in 2023, one they would have to have moved on in the next 2 years, and has recently had discussions about relocating the HQ and operations center from Willis, but they're staying put. Of the renovation of their existing space, United VP of Corporate Real Estate said, quote, "Our goal here through investing in the space is to completely reimagine how we work today." The Canadian government announced this morning that it will ground all 737 Boeing MAX aircraft. Bloomberg reports that two people familiar with the matter say that Boeing CEO defended the safety of his company's aircraft to President Trump in a phone call this morning, shortly after the president took to Twitter to criticize modern planes for being too complicated. This controversy continues around Chicago-based Boeing following the second crash in 5 months of a 737 MAX model. While investigators are still piecing together exactly why the flight crashed near Addis Ababa minutes after takeoff on Sunday, the news prompted regulators across the globe to ground the aircraft out of caution, even as here, the FAA has said the jet model remains airworthy. The EU aviation regulators and Indian authorities suspended all flights by the 737 MAX yesterday. Earlier, Malaysia, Singapore, and Australia closed their airspace to the 737 MAX planes, and on Monday, China and Indonesia also grounded flights. The Chicago City Council is poised to sign off today on Sterling Bay's Lincoln Yard project. If the City Council greenlights the $6 billion mega project plan today, Sterling Bay would head to the home stretch next month when City Council is slated to consider making a new tax increment financing, or TIF, district encompassing Lincoln Yards. That TIF district would help subsidize as much as $1.3 billion in infrastructure and other projects that would help make the development a reality. The road to this point, though, has been a very controversial one in recent weeks, as Sterling Bay has defied recent calls from Northside residents, progressive aldermen, and both candidates in the runoff election for mayor to slow down the planning process. While the backlash to the plan has taken many forms, much of it has also focused on the use of TIF money to help fund the project. If the TIF district is created, property tax gains generated by the development would be used to reimburse Sterling Bay for certain infrastructure investments that they would finance upfront, like new roads, new bridges, extending the 606 bike trail, traffic reconfiguration, and potentially a new light rail line running along the Chicago River between Lincoln Yards and Ogilvie Station. Mayor Emanuel has introduced a major building code revision, which includes new standardized terminology, material flexibility, and eco-friendly stipulations to the city's construction guidelines. The new code makes way for use of cost-efficient materials and technologies, all according to a press release. The combination of a more efficient permitting process with new flexibility in materials will lower building costs for, quote, single-family homes, affordable housing units, two- and three-flat buildings, as well as other projects. The proposed code also involves a change in sprinkler system requirements and emphasizes energy efficiency, especially through the preservation of existing buildings. The plan gives greater flexibility for adapting older buildings and brings down the cost of reusing schools, retail locations, and other vacant properties. Chicago currently uses its own building classification system. The proposed code would adopt the International Building Code standardized terminology and would be the first building code revision in Chicago in 70 years. In an effort to be the first U.S. carrier out of the gate to offer mobile 5G service, Verizon has named Chicago and Minneapolis for an initial launch next month of the advanced cellular technology. In a glimpse of how the industry may structure pricing for its new service, Verizon's existing customers with unlimited plans can add 5G service for an additional $10 a month, according to a statement. Verizon also sidestepped one of the biggest challenges to 5G, and that is the absence of 5G phones, by offering an adaptation. So starting Thursday, the company is taking orders for a $50 snap-on module for certain Motorola phones, making them the only devices that will be enabled for the advanced service by the mid-April launch date. Chicago and Milwaukee are part of a Verizon roster that's meant to include 30 markets by year-end. Coming up, we'll check in with Crane's Chicago business reporter Brianna Kelly about a proposed expansion of Divvy's bike sharing service that could mean greater access to the bikes all around the city. That's right after this word from our sponsor. Wintrust Commercial Banking offers a full suite of financial resources designed to meet the needs of middle market businesses and larger companies. With comprehensive and personalized financial solutions, coupled with bankers who get to know your industry's demands, Wintrust Commercial Banking is committed to providing the tools to help your business reach its strategic growth initiatives. You've got a vision for your business, and Wintrust Commercial Banking is here to help you see it through. Find more at Wintrust.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. We're joined now by Crane's Chicago business reporter Brianna Kelly, here to talk about a proposed expansion of Divvy's bike sharing program. Brianna, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Amy.
Okay, so kind of talk us through this. I know there was some controversy around what neighborhoods Divvy is in and what neighborhoods Divvy is not in a couple of years ago, and that's kind of come up once in a while. But what is this new expansion looking like?
So the new expansion seeks to make Divvy a citywide bike share program. So that would eliminate the absence of Divvy in those neighborhoods that you mentioned, which are predominantly on the far south side, the southwest side, and the northwest side.
And so what does this program look like? Is this expansion going to roll out over time? Do they have partners involved with it? And it seems like that's easier said than done, perhaps.
Yes, there's a big partner. Lyft is going to cover the financial responsibility of this expansion under the proposal. And the hope is to have the bike share citywide within 3 years.
And what is the stake in that for Lyft? Is Lyft, did you get the sense anyway in your reporting that Lyft was looking to move into other transportation modes? Because when we think of Lyft, we think of, you know, the little pink app and just, you know, ride shares and all of that. We don't necessarily think of it in biking terms. It's really about drivers and cars. Did you get the sense Lyft was changing focus or expanding?
I don't think they're changing focus. I definitely was surprised to hear that they are also in the non-motorized realm of transportation. But they acquired this the Divvy operator Motivate, which also operates a bunch of other bike shares around the country. So they have some in New York City, in Boston, in the Bay Area, in Minneapolis. And they acquired this bike share operator, and that's why they approached Divvy about doing this partnership and having the expansion.
And when we think of expansion, we think of that in terms of being more bikes. And as you note in the story at chicagobusiness.com, this would be about getting Divvy into all 50 wards would be about 10,000 new bikes and 175 stations on top of what we've got already, which is pretty significant. But one part of this I don't think we think about as often when we're thinking about ride share and bike share is jobs and how that would look. And it looks like they have kind of a unique approach to how they're going to be looking at that as well.
Yeah, so the goal is to create more than 200 additional jobs with Divvy in Chicago, and they also want to establish a job training program for youth and ex-offenders and expand their Divvy for All program for more low-income residents. Another cool thing about the bikes is they're pedal assist bikes, so they're for people who may not have a lot of endurance to bike long distances on their own. And there will also be some bikes for people with disabilities. So they want to make the bikes more accessible to everybody.
Which sounds like a really great program. I think anytime we can talk about including more people in a program, the better. What is the timeline that we're looking at for this to begin rolling out?
So it's within 3 years. I'm not exactly sure when the rollout would begin. I think the first step is to get the approval from City Council. So after we hear what happened at the City Council meeting today, we might have a little bit better of an idea of what that timeline is going to be.
All right, well, we're going to keep turning to you for the latest as this happens and see what we hear from City Council later today. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Until tomorrow, that's all for today's Cranes Daily Gist. Thank you to producer Haima Black. Find these stories, breaking news, and more at chicagobusiness.com. And find me on Twitter as @AmyGuth. And let's continue these conversations.